Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. This is one of the benefits of having a daily podcast, and it is the Matthew Stafford, Jared Goff trade, and you get it quickly. And actually, I'll probably release this early. So if you're up late, you might have heard this late at night. Otherwise, you'll get it at your typical daily Sunday podcast. All right, so I think there's a bunch of different ways to look at this. So let's look at it from a. We're gonna look at both guys for a second here. We'll look at McVay first, though. I think McVay is an interesting place to start with this in terms of, you know, where he is as a impact on the offense. So it's been a very good, you know, a very good offense for him historically, but some of that's really tough to decipher because you're looking at it through the Goff lens. So one of the things that I did look for is some of the stuff from McVay going back to when he was before Goff, which was with Washington, right? So he was the offensive coordinator in Washington for 3 years with it was Kirk Cousins a little bit. It was actually Robert Griffin III for a period of time before that as well. So when you look at some of his stuff, you know, in terms of passing offense, in terms of passing yards, at any point that he has been in the NFL, his worst season was 13th in terms of passing yards ranked. That was this past year. So he has multiple. He's got three top five finishes. Those are the past 2 years, right? So that's with Goff. So even if you're tanking on Goff there, that's still excellent. In terms of top fives, and he had a top two there with a second place yardage finish in 2016 with Washington. That was Kirk Cousins. Okay, so that's excellent. I'll say this in terms of some of the other ancillary stuff. I think that there's something with Goff that is weird to me, which is the touchdown rate. So if you sort of look at Goff's touchdown rate through his time with McVay, it's been about 4.6%, which is essentially exactly on par with what you'd expect. So that would put him, you know, about the average quarterback. He was sixth and eighth in passing touchdowns his first 2 years. So that was 2017, 2018, that was what the offense ranked. And then 2019, it was 19th in passing touchdowns. And this past year, it was 26th. So there has been a fall off. McVay has only been in the top 10 in terms of passing touchdowns twice in his career. That was the first 2 years in LA for him. So the other times he's been 27th, 13th, 14th, 19th, and 26th. So he is a very proficient passing yards coach, but there has been a struggle there in terms of some of the touchdown stuff. Be interesting to see with Stafford if that rolls over, but that's a notable one. In terms of net yards per attempt, it's been top half of the league every year. It's been top seven four different times, 11th and 16th the past 2 years. So again, it's by and large, it's a pretty effective offense. Some of it, you just look at and say, hey, maybe it's a little bit of the passing touchdown stuff. If you go back and look at McVay, he's been in the top 10 of rushing touchdowns every year but one. That was 2015 when he was 20th, right? So it's been basically all but 1 year has been in the top 10 of rushing touchdowns for the offense. So that might explain part of it. There's probably some stuff there that would be related to goal line touchdowns and that sort of stuff. I didn't break it down that specific, but just to say, I think it is a notable thing there. So in his career, Kirk Cousins has a 5.4 touchdown rate, and that is without McVay. With McVay, it was 4.7. So again, maybe there's something there in terms of some of the touchdown stuff. The yards per attempt for Cousins with Sean McVay, 8.0, 7.6 without him, right? So that trend continues to show up. Goff in 4 years with McVay, 7.7 yards per attempt, 4.6% touchdown rate. Okay, so that is, you know, that's a little bit above average in terms of yards per attempt, and that's, you know, right about what you would expect in terms of touchdown rate, right? Over 4 years and about an average quarterback, you know, that's kind of where they fall, right? That 4.5, 4.6 tends to be the touchdown rate in a given year. Stafford was 4.68 yards per attempt last year. Okay, so just about what Goff did. And I think it's interesting when you look at, you know, when you look at some of the stuff with him, I think he's going to get a benefit, and I'll tell you why. So there was a 66.3% of the snaps were dropbacks for Detroit this year. That was sixth in the league in terms of percentage. There's only 60% for LA. That was 23rd. However, the number of plays, right, it actually made Detroit only had seven more dropbacks to pass than LA did this year, despite that big discrepancy in terms of, you know, play selection. There was just a lot more plays run for the Rams. So that could be an added benefit that we see. And I'm not sure, one thing I'll say about some of these stats, I'm not sure how much they'll hold over, right? Because it's clear that McVay had fallen out of, or that Goff had fallen out of the good graces of McVay. So we don't know exactly what was there that caused that. And so maybe some of that will show up in some of these rate stats and some of these decisions that McVay was doing. I think that's just something to bear in mind. So if you looked at you know, the some of the ancillary stuff, Detroit was used play action 24.74% of the time last year. That was 19th in the league. The Rams ran it 32.54%. of the time. That was fifth in the league. So you're going from a below average play action passing to a significantly above average, way up at the top of the league, top five play action passing game type offense. For Stafford, that is enormous. 8.9 yards per attempt on play action last year, only 7.3 yards per attempt on non-play action. So that's a huge gap there. And when you look at it, that is, you know, that's pretty consistent throughout the league. I will say that. I mean, I say it's a huge gap. It is, it really isn't that huge, I guess, is the, in relative terms. He, you know, was basically about middle of the road in terms of improvement, right? People tend to improve. He was about middle of the road. He was 67th percentile in yards per attempt on play action ranking. So that is a good fit for him. Goff was only the 37th percentile in terms of yards per attempt on play action, right? And again, Goff was top 10% in usage for play action in terms of quarterbacks this past year with 100 or more dropbacks. Goff was 40th percentile. So we're going to see a big shift there, and some of that play action, we'll see a big benefit towards Stafford. When you sort of extrapolate it out, it's worth a couple of tenths of a point in terms of yards per attempt. Okay, so that is nothing other than, right, the decisions and which types of plays are called. That's nothing to do with the quality of the offense, the quality of the plays, or anything like that. You know, just in terms of the basically the average value of a play action pass that Stafford has had, right, this past year, that is basically worth a couple of tenths of a point just based on that change and how much they call play action. That has nothing to do with, you know, hey, it's a better system, or hey, it's a better you know, better weapons or whatnot. I think all those things are true, but you'll just see just from a change in the amount that they call play action, you're going to see a jump for Stafford in terms of his efficiency. So I'm really excited about that for him. In terms of looking at some of the cap stuff, right, I think Stafford, he's under contract for the next 2 years. It's pretty reasonable. Expect maybe we'll see an extension here, which would be nice to see. Over the next couple of years, I mean, Goff's under contract for this year. This is quizzical for Detroit. I'm surprised that we're actually going to see. Now, they were going to say they were going to go rebuild. I wouldn't, like, trade for Goff in a rebuild. So that's an interesting, you know, I don't know if he's going to be their starting quarterback the next time that they're playoff relevant. So if he's not, why would you sort of spend that? Maybe we see another deal or something. I don't know. But that would just be something that's quizzical to me. I will say I think this locks him into a job for the next couple of years. So you feel good about that. So he's going to be under contract this year. Next year, it's 30.9 dead cap, $2 million in savings. And in the next year after that, which would be 2023, it is 8.6 million dead cap, 9 in savings. So they can save that's the time where they would really cut them after the next 2 years. So I think in terms of, you know, I'll have to update the quarterback tiers matrix. This will be one of the spots where I'll feel more comfortable. I think we can actually lock both of them into feeling comfortable in the next 2 year window. You know, with Goff, there might be some, there's probably going to be some talk and some people, you know, dumping on him in terms of, hey, he sucks or all this stuff. I've already seen some messages. I actually think it's not bad for him, right? It's out of that offense, but you actually lock him in. So you're not going to have to deal with this, hey, is he or is he not their guy, right? I think he's Detroit's guy for the next couple of years. So you sort of put that in there and, you know, that's worth what, quarterback two valuation, right? That's kind of where it is. So that would be, you know, that's kind of my take on him. I will say for, if you're going to look at, if you're going to look at some of the, where the quarterbacks lie. So Stafford right now, in terms of real draft position, he's quarterback 16. That is 67 overall. Again, the sample is somewhat small, but that's right after 107 in a startup or in a rookie draft. So that's behind Cousins, who's at 16. Guys going ahead of him include Baker Mayfield at 13. Missing quarterback 14 here. Quarterback 14 is Tua. Sorry, I was trying to read it. Jalen Hurts is 12 so far. That's going to fall. It should plummet. Ryan Tannehill is 11. Rodgers is 10. Russell Wilson 9. Burrow 8. That's an inefficiency. Dak 7. There's an inefficiency. Herbert 6. Lamar Jackson 5. Watson 4. Allen 3. Kyler Murray 2. And Mahomes 1. So that's kind of where they lie right now. And so you feel pretty good about that. I would suspect he jumps up ahead of Cousins. He should jump ahead of Tua for certain. He should jump ahead of Mayfield. He should jump ahead of Hurts. This is just me saying this. I don't know about the market. I bet he's in there with Tannehill, right, and kind of butting up against that Rodgers zone there. And you could actually see, you know, depending on what happens with Rodgers here in the offseason, you could actually see him get all the way up to there. So I expect a pretty significant rise in his valuation would sort of be my thought. Now, Goff is actually right next to him in ADP, so he was 17th. I actually think this probably locks him in. Maybe he'll take a drop in terms of perception. But it's just looking at the guys below him. Daniel Jones, 18, right? Just think of how you feel in two-year windows. Daniel Jones, 18. Carr, 19. Matt Ryan, 20. Carson Wentz, 21. Carson Wentz, 21. Tom Brady, 22. And then you get down to Sam Darnold, 23, right? And then it's that cast of characters. I don't see how he drops, honestly. And if you're sort of looking in a two-year window, you feel more confident that he's got a job or Derek Carr? Right? Do you feel more confident that he's got a job or Daniel Jones? Feel more confident that he's got a job or Sam Darnold? Right? I don't know. That's kind of where I'm at this. I think this locks him in fine. Put him in there as a quarterback too. Might be more volume than it is efficiency, but I think that's where it is. And again, if a narrative starts to build on him, you can buy into that. And remember, there's not a lot of guys you feel much better than in, you know, 2 year windows, right? So he's at the bottom of that tier, but that is still a tier that he is in. So, so I would be pretty on that in cost, right? If he's going to be quarterback 18 through 20, I think that's fine. I really do. And when you stack up the quarterbacks in the NFL, right, there's not 20 guys that are better than him. It's just not. And in terms of quarterbacks, you get down there and there's a lot of guys that just aren't that they're just not that good, right? There's just not that many guys walking the face of the earth that can play quarterback, and there's probably 20 to 25 in a given year, and I actually think he's in that, right? And so you get kind of a downtick here in terms of there's a drop off after him, sure, but yeah, that's just really my thought there with him. So I feel that he's, even if Detroit cuts him, right, if he performs kind of on career average or maybe even a little bit less than that, I think he's probably still going to get an opportunity for a job. So that's my thought there. Again, I think this is a rise for Stafford. So I think Stafford's maybe a leverage point. We'll watch for the contract situation. You know, maybe they'll extend him, give him a couple more years or something. He's pretty reasonable under their contract right now. I think it's like $21.5 million cap hit for the next 2 years. It's pretty good. Yeah, or maybe that's what he has left, $21.5 million per year in terms of salary, I think. Actually, now that I mentioned that. So I think this is a good uptick for Stafford with the efficiency. I really think this is going to be, you know, he could push for being way up there in terms of yards per attempt and that sort of stuff. I mean, you just look at, you know, he played 16 games this past year. He's a career average 7.2 yards per attempt passer. So he's actually been up above where he was at. You know, if you sort of look, I think it's going to be more efficient, right? So if you sort of put him in that 7.8, 7.9 range, about where we would say just from the bump in yards per attempt, that actually puts him, you know, top eight or so in the league, right? Actually, Derek Carr's way up there too. That's pretty notable. With him, right? If he could just pass on play action, it'd be pretty remarkable. I think with Stafford, I think you're going to see, you know, he was seventh this year in yards per attempt. I think you'll see that go up. I think you'll see probably some more passing volume as well. And I think this is going to be a good situation for him. So, these Sean McVay offenses have been pretty good, and I think this is going to be a pretty good one. So we'll watch for trades. We'll watch for values here, right? You know, if you need to plug a hole, if you had Breeze or Rivers or something as a quarterback too, right, you could go get Goff on the cheap, I think, is something that you're going to be able to probably execute after this trade. So that would be something I'd be on the watch for. Once you get quarterbacks in this, he's probably going to drop down to the 20s, which you feel, I mean, the quarterbacks in this, you know, the rookie quarterbacks in the startup ADP, he's going to drop into the 20s, which will make him a target player for sure. All right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance, and we will talk again very soon.